The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
Today on the show, doctors are desperately trying to save the life of a baby with a head the size of Rush Limbaugh's tits. A piece of art is removed from the National Gallery after Catholics accused it of being hate speech. And the Denver bomb squad blows thousands of dollars and ties up... What the fuck? Hey, good evening. Welcome to the show. It's December 4th, 2010. I'm your host, Tuther Andrew Griffin. And this is Jibba here with me today. Jibba decided it would be a good idea to inject mayonnaise. And, boy, you know, the allergic reaction that happened. No, actually, this is Alpha. This is Alpha Wolf. He's another one of our roommates here. He's also, he does some technical help around the studio, so... Basically what happened was, about 20 minutes ago, Jibba suddenly discovered that he couldn't be here. He's actually got a slight bit of an emergency. Don't worry about him. It's not health related or anything like that. But he can't be here.
I didn't lose
him. And it wasn't his fault. It was not my fault. It was something else entirely. Jerking off accident. And, he had to take off. He might be back for the second half of the show, but,
if he gets out of the tape.
If he gets out of the tape that he tied himself up in.
And the front.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he probably has the button. He's got that little button.
Yeah, I know, but he can't hit it where he stuck it, you know. You know, that's one of those things where you put things in there. You know, hamsters don't... No. Anyway, yeah, I'm just going to mention that to him, and we're just going to see where this goes. Actually, this was real short notice for poor Alpha. We ran in there. He was sitting in front of the TV eating something, and we're like, hey, come do the show. And he's like, what? Now? Okay. And he wandered in here, and so now here we are.
Here we are.
He's seen the show a bunch, though. So.
Well, I'm usually watching it from work.
Yeah. So, this is the guy that puts it up on the big screen at the museum.
20-foot screen and the surround sound.
I'm glad I can't be there to see it, or I would jerk off to myself. If I was that huge, I would do it all the time. So, yes, I'm...
Massive.
Speaking of massive heads, we've got a massive head story here coming up in the news. You know, I've about given up. Since I've moved to California... I thought, oh goody, because I like jalapeno peppers. Yeah. I love them. I just, there was a period of time where I started eating jalapenos just whole, out of the jar.
I'm not a big jalapeno, but
I like them. I've always liked them, and I've always been able to find them until I moved to California. I cannot find whole jalapeno. I mean, I can find them in a can, but that sucks because you open the can, one, it's like a massive can.
Well, that's because people out here actually eat them. That's why you can't.
Well, I eat them too, but I don't want to eat them all at once. I don't want to eat one whole freaking huge can, oil can of...
You've got to go whatever the Mexican version of a supermarket is.
A garden.
A garden. Yeah.
A donkey pulling a cart. That is... No, I don't know where...
They have those... I've seen them. They're little trucks. They're like the food trucks. Like, but they... But they sell... Yeah, they're like the food trucks, but they sell food.
We have these things. In California, we actually have them.
They sell groceries out of trucks.
Wow.
They'll drive around the neighborhood now, you know, like milk and...
California, you'll be standing around and the ice cream truck will go by, then the enchilada truck will go by. This happens. We have enchilada trucks here. You know, the refried bean truck I'm waiting for, you know.
The gun truck.
The used El Camino truck. Yeah. And, you know, it's crazy. But yeah, I gotta find some place to get, like, just jalapeno. I find sliced ones all the time.
Yeah, you gotta go to El Super.
I'll go to El Super.
El Super.
So, yeah, and I told you about I can't remember if I mentioned it before. You know the 7-Eleven over there?
Yeah.
And every time we stop, there's some bum out there.
Yeah.
I want to make a shirt that says, I don't have any fucking change. Because they'll jump out every time. And we parked, you know, over there, and we're looking around for the bums, like, trying to avoid them and shit. It's like, okay, No bums. There's only one other person here, and it's someone standing by a car. So I get up. I get up. I walk into the store. I come back out of the store, and this chick is, like, standing there leaning on a car with an iPod on. Ask me for fucking change! And it's like, what? Really? Really?
You
pawn the fucking iPod! What do you need change for?
There was a video online with the guy in the chair. He was sitting in the train, rocking back and forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Begging for change. And then it's all of a sudden his phone rings. And it pulls out an iPhone.
Yeah.
And
busted!
Yeah.
And they do that all the time. So, yeah, it's some chick. It's like, what?
You have tons of money doing.
What, did fucking iTunes lose all her songs and she needs change to get them back? What? What are you doing with
She should get one of those Obama shirts that says Hope for Change.
Hope for change? You hope for change. Last time, actually, somebody was like, I walked over there and somebody's like, so, hey, man, you got a dollar? And I was like,
yes.
Yeah? I got a dollar.
You're not getting it.
I've got a dollar, and that's why I'm not sitting in a ditch like your ass. It's because I got a dollar. Bye. So, yeah. My improv performance is coming up here.
Yes. Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's
Wednesday the 8th.
That's right.
Coming up this next week.
My day's messed up. I'm waiting for the work wrap.
So that's happening. If you want to, actually buy tickets for that online, you can buy them at the Improv when you're in Hollywood when you go. Or you can buy them online. You can go to improv.com. The name of the show is what is it?
Full Throttle Comedy.
Yeah, it's the Full Throttle Show.
Full Throttle Comedy Pod.
Full Throttle.
The Full Throttle
Bears
thingy.
Attack Nuns Show. It's awesome.
And if you put in promo code GRYPH, Griff, then don't they get a discount?
They get a 10-15% discount off that ticket.
There you
ticket.
Go.
And a can of peach.
It's my first show at the Improv. I'm already being discounted. I'm the bargain basements of comics, okay?
That's because you're...
Why I... Don't... You turn your mic off. Stop it! Well, I say we go on and move on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my holy God! It's time for the news!
All right. A robot met its end near Coors Field on Wednesday night when Denver Police Department bomb squad detonated the suspicious object, quote-unquote, bringing to an end an hours-long standoff between police and the approximately 8-inch-tall figure. Denver Police spokesman Matt Murray said that a citizen called police at 3:30 p.m. Thank you a lot, stupid-ass Denver panicky...
Thank you, citizen.
Thank you, panicky-ass citizen. To report the presence of the plastic white toy robot cemented to the base of a pillar supporting a footbridge near 20th and Wazee Street. Nobody was allowed within about 100 yards of the robot. Traffic piled up at adjacent intersections as rush hour commuters were forced to detour around the closure. Some pedestrians, unable to reach their vehicles at a lot adjacent to the robot, decided to wait it out at a bar on 20th Street, asking uniformed officers to let them know when the road reopened. Murray said the bomb squad couldn't be sure whether the robot was safe, so the squad remotely detonated it at about 5:30 to render it safe, quote-unquote. The robot exploded into several chunks. Murray said police have no leads on who put the robot there or why they did it. Because that is the kind of society, ladies and gentlemen, that we are living at this point. If we don't know what it is, blow it up!
Is that where we get the terrorist win thing?
Well, obviously they won.
All you gotta do is just put a bus. People are gonna blow up kittens.
Yeah.
They did. It was way before September 11th, but the police actually blew up in San Diego, blew up a box of kittens.
Because they didn't know what it was?
They didn't know. Well, they saw that they x-rayed it, found there was a live animal in it, and they detonated it anyway. They thought it could have been a snake or something like that.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's the way we are now. That's the way this whole place is. This country is so terrified at this point that we have to blow up things, even that we recognize, but are just in seemingly odd places. Like that... That ice cream cone doesn't belong on that staircase. Blow it up! It could be fucking dangerous. So yeah, this is sad. I mean, I wonder how many thousands of dollars.
Well, that's what they spent. They got to justify their budget.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know,
maybe they just had to justify their budget.
They're gonna get they lower their budget. That's how they get it.
That's true. So they had to tie up traffic, so, and it just because
ruin everybody's day because of a robot.
Well, all because of one person. You know, I bet if that one person hadn't called in. That robot would have sat there, and people, it would have become part of the thing. I actually, you know, it's amazing how unthreatening the damn thing was, you know? Yeah, and...
If it's a bomb, well, I found out the hard way, but, you know...
Well, I've heard people, they were on the comments there, they're saying, well, it was next to a support, so it might have been supposed to take out the thing, but check it out. Actually, check it out. I think we have a picture of it. Yeah, look! There ain't no way that little fucking thing is gonna take out that support! Look at that thing!
No, that's the Legion Boston where they flipped out over the light.
Yeah, I love that. There's a light bright on a bridge. It doesn't belong there. It's a bridge. Bridge is normal. Light bright is normal, but that doesn't belong here. Blow it up! So, you know what? I'm gonna start wandering around, and, you know, every time I see, like, you know, if I see, like, a Mexican in Irvine, that doesn't belong here. Blow it up! We need to just, you know, or you know, just any little thing. You
cop
know?
Car. There's a cop car out in front of the donut shop. I don't think you should be there.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, there's an unfamiliar car in our driveway. You know, there's...
No, that was the guy with the Amazon package. He came home and there was a package on his front porch and he didn't know where it came from. And then the cops were like, did you order something from Amazon? He said, oh, yeah.
Oh,
he called to report a suspicious package on his desk, on his porch that he ordered.
Yeah, and then they showed up and they're like, did you order this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then he remembers.
And then he remembers,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, did they have to take it off and blow it up anyway, probably?
No. These guys.
They had to take it off and blow it up. I hope if anybody from Denver out there actually got snarled in that traffic jam, just write in the show, let us know what it was like. I have a feeling they're probably all going to say boring, but you never know. It's always good to have a first-hand report. Yeah. Denver's not too boring. Actually, Denver's okay. I like Denver.
I've only ever been to the airport.
Well, even the airport's pretty cool. It's made out of cloth. I love airports that are made out of cloth. I wish my house was made out of... My underwear is made out of cloth. A lot of important things are made out of cloth.
Ow.
That beer is made out of cloth.
Those beers made out of cloth.
That's made out of... Chocolate is made out of cloth.
No.
Chocolate is... You didn't know that, did you?
No, rain is made out of cloth.
Rain is made out of cloth. Everything is made out of cloth. You didn't... We always like to be a little bit educational on the show.
Science!
Now you know. Everything is made out of cloth, except for farts. Farts are not made out of cloth. Farts are made out of Jesus. And now we know. You ever heard the expression, the Holy Spirit? You know, yeah. So.
The Holy Spirit
in the house? I don't want to know why! You are blessed. You walk in your room and you can see how blessed this is. Like,
no,
woo, you're blessed.
The director of the museum, I go in his office to help out with a computer problem, which is usually like my volume is turned off. And he, right before I walked in there, just let up. I don't know, he was eating children.
He was eating dead shit.
Rats.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, I'm sitting there. I'm smoking that. Park my office all like that. And everybody has to smoke. Then you can't tell it. You can't say anything to it.
Dude, why did you fart? Because he's the president.
Yeah,
let's see here. Officials at the National Portrait Gallery on Tuesday removed a work of video art depicting Christ with ants crawling all over him after complaints from a Catholic organization and members of Congress. Of course. The four-minute video created by the late artist David, Wojnarowicz has been on exhibit since October 30th as part of a show on sexual difference in American portraiture. The piece was called Hate Speech by Catholic League President William Donahue and a misuse of taxpayer money by a spokesman for Representative John A. Boner. I love that guy. Yeah, of course.
The orange Boner.
The presumptive incoming House Speaker. The exhibit is the first survey at the National Museum to examine same-sex portraits and intimacy. Artists represented included contemporary names such as Andy Warhol and Annie Leibovitz, as well as works from a 19th century artist including Thomas Eakins. The exhibition, which opened October 30th, was funded by the largest number of individual donors for a portrait gallery show. The show, which cost $750,000, was also underwritten by foundations that support gay and lesbian issues. Naturally. So, wait, now wait.
Do you want to have ants on Jesus?
No, I want to see this. I want to see. Check this out. Back here, Okay, Catholics are calling this hate speech, and Boner is calling this a misuse of taxpayer money. But then they turn right around. They turn right around and they say that it was funded by gay and lesbian organizations and individual donors.
So where's the problem?
Well, the problem is that the museum in general gets taxpayer money, even though the exhibit was funded by the people. So I'm thinking, what about the people who paid $750,000 to see it? Don't they fucking matter? No, this is an attack on gay people. This is a gay attack by the Catholics and the government. They didn't want it there because it's gay.
There's no real reason.
I mean, I've seen that. I think we have it. We have the damn thing. Watch this thing. It's actually. Oh, you didn't do the thing, did you? Oh. There we go. That was it. That was the big hate. It looked like, you know what that looked like? An artsy fartsy college film is what it looked like.
Yeah, it looked like something.
It looked like a student film.
Somebody found some 16 millimeter film in somebody's basement or something like that. the film that had Ernest Borgnine as the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
So
devil's
they're
right.
Calling that hate speech, but there was really nothing in there. They were using it as an excuse to take down an exhibit that featured gay and lesbian stuff. That's all it was. That's all that they... And I don't even know where that was anti-Jesus, actually. Just, there was some ants.
No, it was ants on Jesus.
There was ants on Jesus, but that's not anti...
anti-Jesus.
Anti-Jesus.
That's like pro-ant.
It was ant on Jesus.
Yeah,
it was not anti-Jesus. Yeah, so... Wouldn't he have blessed those ants?
Yes.
And said, "You are awesome ants."
No, he would say, "Thank you, ants."
Thank you, ants. He would do that. He would bless you, ants. Blants. Yeah. They would. He would have blessed the ants.
The blants.
Blants. And they would have. Everything would have been fine. Yeah. And then Jesus would have died on the cross with the blants, and we would have said, "Thank you, Jesus." Jesus. And everything would have been great. But no. This is apparently some big hate speech. Nah, it's just... This one actually kind of ticks me off, because this is just blatantly people just trying to put down some gays.
The Catholic Church is the biggest organization of self-hating gays.
I've noticed. Have you noticed that? And drunks.
And drunks.
Oh, and child fuckers.
Yeah.
By the way. Except they don't hate that part. That part's fine. Let's see. Neurosurgeons at a hospital in San Antonio are fighting to save the life of an 11-month-old baby born with a rare condition that caused his head to swell to more than twice the normal size. Baby Klaus and his parents and local media are as his parents and local media are calling him, was born with hydrocephalus, a buildup of excess fluid on the brain that has caused his head to swell to more than 130% larger than a typical newborn's head. Still, doctors and hydrocephalus experts say baby Klaus's had particular severe case and that progress would be slow. Known to doctors as water on the brain, hydrocephalus occurs in about 1 out of 500 babies born and can cause brain damage, according to the Mayo Clinic's website. If left untreated, the condition can be fatal. Baby Klaus's parents told a local media in a news reference that they are praying for their son every day and hopeful that the fact that he has managed to live almost a year is a sign he will survive. It is likely, though, that he faces extensive reconstructive surgery in the future. This is tragic. I think it's tragic. I think it's, any time that a child, a baby, has to go through something like this, it doesn't seem fair. I mean, we might have a picture of him. I think it's just... terrible. Oh my god! Oh my god! Kill it! Kill that fucking thing! Shit! Kill it! Jesus, put it out of its misery! What's wrong with you people?
That looks like the thing at the end of Half-Life.
It looked like something they dug out of Roswell. Put it back on. But it's look.
I mean, you better.
It's like
that,
that's like Roswell, baby. It's like Roswell alien creepy, baby.
I mean,
oh my God.
I was gonna say, you know,
oh Lord,
give him a robotic arm and you know put him on some quick shows. But...
Okay, that's good. Take the...
Put a tap on him, baby caker.
That's good. Go ahead and take it off. It's good.
Please get rid.
Yeah, get rid of the baby.
Get rid of the horror.
My God. You know, I didn't even know there was a condition like this, but sometimes I think I would actually like to have it.
Well, it looks like you'd be like those guys in the Star Trek.
Well, see, yeah, because I would like to have that because, the way I'm all, you know, I'm shaved and everything, and you picture my glasses, and people would go, too, and I'd be like, what? And people would listen to me. That would make them listen
and
to me.
You get to drive a convertible all the time.
Yes, I would have to.
Yeah.
Either that or put a little dent, you know, on the top.
Get a little, yeah.
You know, the little thing. Like, I don't know. I wonder if that's mushy. I wonder if you can mush it.
I think it would be. I don't think the skull gets...
No, but that's
it's just
way
like
inside.
The skin.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's mushy. It's probably mushy. Yeah. I mean, you could probably boot it around. Like, you know, if
like
they...
like one of those old birth balls.
If they do, if the kid does die... And I know this is a terrible thing to say, but if he does die... Then I think that they should preserve the head and use it as a soccer ball or something, because that's a waste of a perfectly good.
Who named it Pele?
Oh my God! Now we got one more story we can do here. A Wellington man was viciously beaten after he allegedly scooped up human feces and put them in a woman's handbag at a campground in the Marlboro Sounds, police say. The 58-year-old man was knocked unconscious and kicked in the head while he was lying on the ground, the police say. Police say the incident erupted after the older man went to confront a group of young campers about playing music too loud during the night. He couldn't see anyone at the campsite, and in a bolt of lightning to his head, quote-unquote, he spied a pile of human feces, scooped them up with a shovel, and put them in a handbag in the front seat of a car. However, someone at the campsite saw what he did, and the police believe members of the group found and beat him. His eye is that black and swollen that he can't see out of it. Chewing food is not going to be an option for a week or two, Officer Wilson said. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you this. You know, this is the proper way to deal with things. This is the way to do it. Right here. This is how you do it.
Poop or the beating?
The beating. Oh. That's how you deal with it. You know, I know a lot of you out there, you don't have parents that are going to raise you worth a shit. Because I know, because I'm in the same generation. We have kids and then we give them an Xbox and hope that'll raise it for them. But listen to me. I will do it for you. I will tell you which way to go. And if somebody ever picks up shit and dumps it in your purse, this is what you do. You beat the fuck out of them. Make sure they don't eat solid food for about a month. That is the proper response. The reason people are doing this now is because they don't get beat up enough when they do it. So they need to get beat more often.
I don't know. I actually think the poop was a better thing. I'm sure.
No!
I could think of doing that.
No, that's not the way you do things.
Well, that's the poop. You know, you used to do the poop in a bag thing. You take some, you know, dog crap, put it in a bag, and...
Light it on fire.
Yeah,
but usually you target somebody who's doing something that you don't like.
Well, he didn't like what they were doing.
But there was nobody there. That's the thing. It's like he was going to get up and gripe at them for playing music too loud, but then he got there and no one was there.
So you set the bag on.
So what was he? Yeah, what was he doing?
I mean, in the car or something.
Nobody was there, so he just dumped the shit. Now that's not how you do it.
Well, you should have just smeared it all over. No, you should have put it in the door.
Now maybe. If the guy had gone to them and said, look, guys, trying to get some sleep, could you hold the music down? And they went, fuck off. Then maybe you can resort to human feces. At that point, it's okay. But before that, no.
I think you should. I think you should put poop in somebody's bag.
Because it's not your bag.
You get the poop sack.
Oh my God. You know what? We may actually have time for one. We might have. Yeah, we do have time for the last story. Holy crap, we do.
Oh, crap.
Clark, 22, father of four, was shooting pigeons with his air rifle when he spotted a boy and his 16-year-old friend climbing a tree. The boys had a brief conversation with Clark about what he was going to do, and one of them told him that he was not a pigeon. Clark then asked him again if he was sure he was not a pigeon, and started firing randomly. The younger boy then felt a sting to the right side of his head. There was a puncture wound less than an inch from the boy's eye. The boy climbed down from the tree and heard another pellet whiz by, and he ran home, and another pellet got lodged in his father's car. When the other boy came down from the tree, Clark continued firing at him.
Hey, boy, are you a pigeon?
I can't tell if this is funny or not. You a pigeon? No. Only a pigeon would say that.
Boom, boom, boom. Crafty pigeon.
You crafty. You're not going to fool me after Nom. What the fuck, you know? People like this need to be actually...
Pigeon killed my best friend.
I was about to say people like this need to get taken off the street, but you know what? No, they don't. Because essentially he's harmless. He's just firing pellets, but he's so amused. He's entertainment. This is entertainment here. So I can deal with this. Yeah.
You a pigeon? No.
I can actually deal with this actually going down here.
Somebody asked you if you're a pigeon, Ray. You say yes.
You say yes. You know, we got far too much extra time. I'm not used to your timing. It's not you. I'm just not used to the timing.
I'm not used to my timing. That's
you're doing
really
fine. I think he's doing fine. I think everybody in the channel should just, not that we can see it, but if he's doing fine, just say, hey, I think I'll.
But we
can't
hear them if we listen to them.
Maybe if we listen. See, I can hear him in there. I can hear the internet. This is where the internet is. And it says, double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, he was. You know, have you seen him? He looks a lot like you.
Yes, I know. He's you don't think I'm him. It's like, no!
Double hippies all the way across the skies. Yeah.
He was giving dating tips or something like that on Chris.
Double acid all the way. Let's see. We got several different kinds of
Sam Adams.
We have a variety of Sam Adams. For now, though, before we go on to that, let's continue on with our next segment.
Don't look behind you!
We do have to get this out of the way here so we can before I can start drinking beer. Okay. In Australia, a family was keeping an eye on their one-year-old child because he had a cold. They eventually decided to take him to hospital when they noticed a large smoking hole in his neck. Apparently, they weren't watching when the kid swallowed the battery a few days earlier. And now he has a hole in his neck. Uh-oh, I thought...
How did the battery make the hole?
It stayed there that long. It just burned a hole in his throat. They thought he had a cold because he was coughing and vomiting and hacking, but he had a battery in his throat that was eating his throat away.
Like a nuclear battery? Was it,
I don't know what batteries they use in Australia, but apparently they kick ass.
What you use, like, one of those Fallout gun batteries?
Car battery.
Yeah.
It was a car battery. Kids swallowed a car battery. It happens all the time. You got to watch them.
Yeah. Jeez, he's already standing on his head. How do you even swallow it?
I don't know. In Spain, a guy drove down a dirt road, past a lot of boats, onto a pier and off the edge, where he drowned until he was dead because his GPS told him it was a nifty idea. I swear, with the levels of stupidity that humanity is reaching, we wouldn't need, like, you know, cyborgs with guns and Skynet to become sentient to take over. All we need is a few sentient GPSs, and we'd be done.
It's the happening. That's what it is. It's the GPSs are taking over instead of the plants.
We would be done with this. It would just, we would have so much, you know, I mean, people would just be driving, yeah,
go ahead and drive off that cliff. Trust me.
Well, that few sentient GPSs, it'd be over.
Well, people do it anyway.
Yeah, they do it without the GPSs. So just a little bit of nudge from technology, and it'd be over. In Israel, a bus driver carrying 40 prison guards comes to a large forest fire. Does he, A, stop the bus and warn the passengers of the danger, B, carefully back the bus away from the blaze until it's safe to go on, or C, drive into the inferno like an idiot and burn all 40 guards until they were roasted and dead? Or D, all of the above.
You know, it's too easy to make Jew and fire stories. Maybe he was a death camp guard.
I don't know. Maybe flashback.
He was like
suddenly flashback.
Suddenly it's like, this is my chance. Drives right into the fire. Ha!
And then burned himself up with the. You know, maybe it was a worthy cause.
For your grandfather.
In Virginia, grandmother was. I'm gonna make sure that I'm not. My timing isn't off here because it feels like way too much time. But I guess it's not. In Virginia, a grandmother was walking with her quiet, well-behaved 2-year-old grandson to cross a 6-story high footbridge when, apparently, the gears got jammed up or something, and she picked the kid up and threw him over the side until he was street pizza and dead. They still don't know why she did it. They don't know why. And she won't say. She just, something happened. Maybe she just hit menopause at that moment. And it's like all maternal instincts just went away suddenly.
That is just, I don't know, I like stuff here. Like, it's so random.
Yeah, I know.
That's what
had to have happened. She hit menopause and looked at her grandkid and went,
she hit it.
What have I done? I've helped populate
like a truck.
Throw it off. I will reverse this mistake. I don't know. It's possible. Stranger things have happened. They happen all the time.
That is just a great level, but it's just so... There's no cause.
No.
You just can't even rationalize why she...
No, I can't figure out why she would do such a thing, but it's funny. That's all I know is it's funny, so... So, and thus we have it on the Two Shins Show this evening. I haven't even had any alcohol. This is why I need alcohol, because then I can talk straight.
Two Shins Show. That's what it'll be after the Chinese game.
The Two Shins Show. Maybe we'll have the Chinese show. Boy, that would get annoying real fast, wouldn't it? Damn. Oh, this evening on the show. Oh. That's more anime. Oh, well. Anime. Yeah. I love it when people come up to me at like conventions and they got the kitsune, you know, they have a kitsune. And they call them kitsunes. It's like, I'm a kitsune. It's like, yeah, go home and watch your anime, fucker.
There was a guy that came in the museum the other day. He had a hat and then one of the Naruto things.
In Australia, a worker who was cleaning a machine in a poultry factory designed to cut the heads off chickens until they were dead got sucked into the machine where his head was cut off until he was dead.
Well,
if you tasted something funny in your chicken dinner, it was Bob.
Was it Ralph's? Was it Ralph's chicken?
I don't know.
Ralph's chicken was made with Ralph.
It was somewhere in Australia, so...
I don't know. What do they have at the store? What are the grocery stores down there?
Write in and let us know.
We can't be Australian.
We don't know. Australian, because we don't have... Yeah, you don't have Kroger's or anything. They have Walgreens.
They probably have Tesco's or something.
I don't know. I have no idea. And finally, in Massachusetts, a reportedly happily married couple were expecting a baby in 3 months. They sat down to talk about what they would name it. She wanted its last name to be hyphenated. He did not. So he shot her until she was dead. Shot her sister out the window until she was dead, and then turned his own brain into a slushy until he was in a coma and dead. How that wound up like that, I don't know. I don't know what kind of argument they got into.
It probably over, I don't know, he left his socks in the bathroom.
No, it was hyphenated. They were arguing over having the baby's name hyphenated or not.
Okay.
And she's like, I want to hyphenate it. I don't. How does an argument like that escalate into... I will shoot you now until you are dead. And your sister, by the way, who's in the backyard by herself doing nothing.
Well, you gotta be married or something. I guess that's what it is.
It's marriage.
You just spend so much time with somebody.
I think there's some kind of... I think it's like dark matter, except it's like dark emotion. I think it's the same thing that caused that one chick to throw her damn kid off the thing for no reason.
Suddenly. Stuff under the city. The slime. The hate slime.
The hate slime.
Hate slime.
From Ghostbusters 2. It's the hate slime. It's coming through our water supply.
It's getting into people and they're throwing their kids and hyphenating them.
hyphenating
your children. We got a hyphenator up here.
I'm going to hyphenate my child. My child's name is now David-Dead. hyphen truck splat. Hyphen road pizza.
Well, it's the Chinese people, they just, you know, put some silverware in a wok and throw it down the stairs. That's how they get kids.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a ping pong, ching pong, tong, ti dong, tong, ting, pang, tung, pang, bong. We have got to scoot off here in a minute. We're
going
to take a little bit of break. Yep.
Wow.
We're going to take a break. It goes quicker than it seems like it, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
That's what it is.
We're going to do that. We're going to come back with some Dear Two letters and with some holidays from Bun and a nice top 10 countdown.
More beer.
And more beer. We got to get some more beer. We got some videos lined up for you for the show or for the break that hopefully you will enjoy. Go pee if you need to or do whatever. But we will be back. after that break, and which we're going to take right now. And we don't have any White Queens. We have no White Queens this week, man. Nobody sent in White Queens, but we'll do it. We'll do the White Queen. We'll do it for you. We'll be back in a bit. I think that was my fault, wasn't it? Or was that both of our faults? I started going early. He took it out of the wipe early. We both were thinking the same thing, unfortunately. It was wrong!
Wrong!
I was just going to comment on that Orangina stuff. Is there anything you can't do with that crap? What is it? It's like this universal liquid.
I write too much of that Orbis.
Well, you can drink it. You can use it for deodorant. You can polish your car with it. You can clean your laundry
you
with
feed
it.
Your children.
You can feed your children with it. Can you lube engine parts with it? What else the hell can you do with this stuff? And why are there animals advertising it? That's what I don't
know. That's France.
It is France. Well, you know it's France because that bear. It's like, you know, an active bear doesn't always have time to take a shower. It's like, yeah, that's France. That's France.
Active France.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's get on with these Dear Two letters. Actually, things go as quick as they have been, which I'm trying to drink enough of this to slow me down. Hang on just a second.
Who's good chocolate? Is it chocolate?
Chocolatey beers?
Yes.
He has chocolate beer.
Chocolate.
You don't have chocolate beer. I don't have... He has chocolate beer. He's the man with the chocolate beer. Let's see. Dear Two, Jibba, and Toast. I was floating Encyclopedia Dramatica and found out about the Westboro Baptist Church. I was shocked, to say the least, their feelings of homosexuality and even furries. I honestly am ashamed at how badly they made my blood boil. I know we're supposed to be better than people like that, but it was just really hard not to attack their YouTube page. Which brings me to my question. Are trolls really that stupid when they hate on furs, or do they just pretend to be for the sake of the lulz? I also noticed the unfathomable amounts of rage and aggression from the other furs' response videos. I don't understand why furs rage so much over this, especially when the troll is fucking stupid. I was lolling at the whole thing, honestly. This is from Ravenwolf, the Lupogriff. Let me tell you something about Westboro Baptist Church and furries in general. Westboro Baptist Church, the reason they do this is because it pisses people off. When they piss people off, people attack them. And when people attack them, they sue. This is how they get all their money. That's the entire point of Westboro Baptist Church. That's what they do. They go and they protest the funerals of, like, people, you know, soldiers who come home dead, Marines, just because you know they're going to get some, you know, really patriotic jackball. In fact, I might even feel like doing it. Who's going to walk up and punch him? And when they punch him, they can sue and they get money.
Last time somebody slashed the tires on their van, and they couldn't find anybody in town to fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, every place they went to in town refused to fix their tires.
Yeah, well, I don't blame. And they probably sued all those places for refusing. Oh,
no,
it's amazing.
And the police were like, well, we don't know. The knife must have just jumped out and attacked the tires.
This hate scam has been going on for far longer than just the internet. I mean, what do you think the KKK is?
It's a
hate scam.
You know,
they've been doing it forever.
It was ages ago. I used to get riled up about the people on Something Awful. All the things about it. And then it turns out most of the people making furry jokes are furries. Yeah. They're the ones making
See, furries flip out. This is why the media keeps sticking their cameras into the furries' faces, is because, you know, they did the same thing to the Trekkies for a while. And they're like,
the Trekkies aren't furries.
They went to the Trekkies and they're like, hey, here's you guys like to screw green six-armed women, don't you? And the Trekkies went, yeah, so.
It was boring.
Well, don't you think that's a little sick? Well, who knows? They didn't care. So, you know, then they went to a furry. Ooh, don't you like to fuck real animals and plushies and furries with... And they went, oh, now this is fun. Do this more, because furries flip out. That's why we're getting fucked with all the time, is because...
Yeah, that's the new...
Furries flip out.
Crap is king.
You know what? Some furries just find furry porn funny. Some people get into it. Either way, gives a fuck. That should be your response.
There's nothing wrong with furry porn.
Gives a fuck.
Who cares? Somebody comes up to you and is like, well, don't you think it's sick to want to be, you know, to look at furry porn? Just go, yeah, so? Well, don't you think it's, yeah, we've covered that, so? What? What are you going to do?
You know, even my coworkers, because I work in a museum, we deal with a lot of cultural things. We've got videos of people in island cultures that dress up in crazy outfits, and they dress up like a bush. They're like a dancing bush with those weird eyes on it. And, you know, they get together every year. They do this. They drink heavily. They listen to, you know, repetitive music and dress in crazy costumes. That's what furries do. You know, these people have been doing it for 2,000 years, and, you know, why is it weird?
Yeah.
Even the people that, you know, the curators of the museum, they're like, no, it's not weird.
People have been dead. Look.
Furries are, it's a.
As I've said in front of many people before, people dressing up in animal skins and dancing around a fire invented God, okay?
Yeah.
They invented him. So whenever the God doesn't like, without those people, there would be no fucking God, so shut up. But, yeah, that's it. I don't know. Furries overreact a lot of times.
Stop it.
Stop overreacting. Cut it out. You don't need to do that. Gives a shit. You don't need to have yourself and what you like to do and what you find fun. You don't have to have the entire world justify it for you. You don't have to do that. Fuck them. I mean, that's what we've kind of said anyway, right? Fuck them if they can't take it. Yeah. Dear two, I was a Catholic altar boy from 7th grade until 12th grade. During my time as a servant of God, I met two cardinals, a couple of bishops, and countless priests. I never once encountered a holy dick. This concerns me. I know the news media blows things out of proportion, but I can't help but feel that I'm not pretty enough. Just a thought I've been dwelling upon. Keep up the good work, my favorite Griffin Jibba, and I look forward to your inevitable hernia surgery fundraiser telethon. Toast, hi. This is from Rio Robin. You know, I haven't seen you, but I just going to be honest. If a priest won't even go knuckle deep in your fart locker, there's got to be something wrong with you. I'm sorry. There just has to be. You have got to be one ugly
summon
a bitch. You got to, yeah. I mean, I know priests that would go into that damn baby with the head we saw a minute ago and like it. But I don't know. You know, maybe it's, I have no idea. Just be thankful that you escaped the holy dick wrath of God, because not a lot of people do, you know. Some people have to live with that shit for years. So that's all I can say is just.
Why would you want that trauma?
I don't know
it's
why.
Like, you know, it's a thing. It's like, you know, what, I'm not good enough for you?
You probably should.
Oh.
I don't. Yeah, people are.
I'm sorry. I work in the AV stuff, and I'm always bitching. People don't know how to use microphones, goddammit. Why don't they? And here I am. I'm back here.
Hello.
So I'm back here, and I'm just like, no.
My goodness. So, yeah, I.
There's going to be something wrong.
Maybe. Not every priest fucks kids. That's the truth. I don't like it when people try to justify the priests who do screw kids by saying that some of them don't. That doesn't make sense to me.
Not all Muslim people blow up buildings.
Yeah.
You know, not all black people steal your television.
Not all cops shoot unarmed black people. But not. It's like, well, you know, 55,000 cops shoot unarmed Mexicans. But there are a few who don't.
Yeah.
So what? So does that mean it's okay? Does that mean it's okay that these Catholics fuck altar boys just because there's some who don't? No, of course it doesn't. Yes, I mean, people are trying. They try to suggest that they are beyond criticism just because not all of them do it. Fuck that. They're not. They're doing something wrong, and they deserve criticism for it at the very least. I think they need to be lined up against the wall and shot personally. But that just me. Shoot the fuck. Get that baby with the head and just beat him until boom, whack him over.
I don't know. That might be too soft. That'd be like trying to beat someone to death with
thud.
A pillow or
yeah.
Something.
Well, that would take longer.
Yeah. The spoon.
Yep. Cut his heart out with a spoon.
No, there's that short film with the.
I don't know what.
Oh, the guy kills somebody. Kills the dude with a spoon.
Dear two, the other day I discovered that my grandpa was a furry. It took me by surprise, as you can guess. Someone said the word furry over the dinner table, and I heard him utter to himself, furaffinity.com, with a slight grin on his face. Later, I consulted him about it, and he even showed me his FA page. I don't really know what to think about this. It's kind of cool, but when you know that a lot of furry art is porn, it does get quite disturbing. Anyhow, my question for you is, where do furries come from? I think the thing that turned me was the amount of anthropomorphic animals in TV and film. What are your thoughts? With love, from Nate Wolf. First of all, I got to tell you, a lot of people out there would be surprised how furries don't stop at age whatever. There are some people out there who are old and gray and are furries.
Kage's parrots. Yeah.
Mariah Mouse, an old fan of the show. I don't know if she still watches, but...
Who's the guy? Who's the guy with the Henry? Rob Liefeld.
Yeah, the Henry guy.
Yeah.
Him, too. So, yeah, there's a lot. Furries, where do furries come from? Furries, well, like I suggested before, furries...
They've been around for...
Since...
Millennia.
Yeah, they've been around since society started. Furries have been... They weren't called furries. Sometimes they were called shaman.
They were called shamans.
Or just...
Witch doctors
or whatever, you know, but they've been around... Since the dawn of civilization, since man crawled out of a damn cave.
Well, Jibba's got his, you know, you got your Anubis thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, look at that. I mean, come on, furries. It's the ancient Egypt. Culture 3,000 years old.
Egypt, Greece.
Their writing was anthropomorphic animals. Yeah, the Bible. Yeah, it's been around forever. Ever and ever and ever. And it's funny how just now people are like, oh, you're sick. It's like, fuck, we predate your ass, bitch. And we do, too.
But it's, with Grandpa, I don't know. It's like, at least he didn't say F-chain.
That would have been, yeah. I think it's...
Well, Billy, you want to check out the stuff on...
You know, that is... I love Fur Affinity. I love the crew there, the staff over there. Dragonair is awesome. I like the guy. And this has got to be... That's got to be one of the...
That's got to be the best...
That's the best advertisement. I mean, when you mutter the word furry to an old guy, and the first words out of his mouth are, furaffinity.com. That... You can't buy a billboard better than that.
That almost sounds like one of those weird... Oh, what was it? The Outpost. Outpost.com. We're firing gerbils, duty. Oh, Outpost.
I remember they took those off the TV real quick.
The marching band and the wolves. That would be like the, you know, the Fur Affinity ad. It would be, you know, it's like, you know, your grandpa. Furaffinity.com.
Let's see. Dear Mr. Toot. Next one. That's the one. Many times on past Deuce and shows, you have stated your dislike for aerial and sport hunting. With the government currently controlling hunting to regulate animal population, how long until they legalize hunting humans for population control? If this was implemented, what would you do? I look forward to hearing your response. I wish you, Mr. Toast, and Mr. Jibba a good day. Sincerely, Derek Wood.
I know what I would do.
You really have to ask us what we'd do.
I would grab my guns and head straight for Ohio.
It was close. It was close. I was going to go for Texas.
Oh, well, see, I grew up in Michigan, so we got that.
Oh, the Ohio-Michigan thing?
Ohio-Michigan.
I was going to go straight for Texas. I would have to...
Well, see, Texas would shoot back.
That's why it's a challenge.
Well, yeah.
It's a challenge. You know, you go by in a helicopter, but see, I would have to warn, because we have a lot of fans in Texas. And while I love the actual geography of Texas... People in Texas know the people in Texas suck.
Well, you know,
you guys know that.
But usually it's a culling the herd thing. You hunt the sick, but what they need to do is they need to have something like, you know, similar to your one punch thing.
Yeah,
you
one punch
to,
law.
You need to have something where it tags. Somebody does something stupid, and you can tag.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, all the fans of the 2 Cent Show, we'd have you wear, you know, a certain, like a neon pink shirt on one day. That'll be the day. Okay, when I tell you, hey, Texas, all you guys watching, wear a pink shirt on Wednesday. It's all going down. It's all going down. So just, yeah, because then I won't see. I know who not to hit.
Well, I think the tagging is stupid. It would be like the guys that robbed the bank.
Tattoo the stupid tat. Just something.
No, you get the guy that robbed the bank, you get that dye pack, blows up. Somebody does something stupid, they get tagged.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Culling day comes along,
and there you go. It's easier to pick him out.
Orange hair, you know, or something, or you know, or paint all over. File.
See, dear two, my 20th birthday is coming up on December 6th. I really, really want to see you at the Improv on the 8th, but I don't really have a way to get there, or a way to get around my tests on college that day. I understand if this is an unreasonable request, but do you think you could mail me a DVD of the show? Sincerely, Marcus Vidal. Unfortunately, Mr. Vidal, we've asked about that, and because apparently there's been problems with the Hollywood comedy clubs with comics actually suing the comedy clubs because some of their routine gets out and onto YouTube from people who film it and put it on YouTube. They don't allow anymore. They have a crew of their own that will shoot the video for you.
Exactly.
And they are it costs $12 billion.
Well, they're union.
So, yeah, they're union. So there's no. I don't think there's going to be.
There's going to be one guy operating the camera, like four people standing around watching.
We won't be able to actually film this. It's going to be live only. So unfortunately, one of these days maybe somebody will push a piece of paper in front of me and make me sign it, and then I'll be able to, I'll be on TV or something. But until that day, if you want to see my live comedy circuit stuff in mainstream, then
you got to come out here.
You got to come out. And if you don't, then show up at a FurCon, or at a sci-fi con. I did an atheist con. Sometimes I do colleges.
Did you Conclave? So, you did Conclave.
I did Conclave. Yeah, Conclave. I did Conclave once. So, thank you very much for that letter and for your concern. I drink to your concern. This is
Fezziwig?
Old Fezziwig Ale. It's by Sam Adams. Tastes smoky. I like it. It's good. Let's see. Next one is from Lelantos. Dear Toast, Elemino, and Two. And that's Elemino, I think that's Jibba's new name now. It just hit me. 2012 isn't that far away. Sure, 2 years is a long time, but it's going to be big. I mean, can you just picture how many people are going to kill themselves, riot, and otherwise completely flip the shit? This is my personal invitation to you all, to stake out with me and watch All Hell Release. Consider it. I mean, there's going to be a shit ton of crazies out there the day before the world ends, quote unquote. From the Lantos, and P.S., do you have a zombie plan?
Yes.
You know, I think
cardio and double tap.
Cardio and double tap, those work. Actually, I think that yes, the world is going to go just as insane and blow itself up just as much as it did on 2000.
Just as much as it did 12 years ago.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
12 years ago, what was it? 1900, the world was.
It's the same thing.
There were a bunch of people that sold off their property in 1899. We're going to party like it's 1899.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah. There are people, think about it. Every year, some cunt wagon out there is always, it's going to end this year. It's usually, it's usually a religious person or something. This time, this one particularly, oh my God, the Aztec calendar ends in 2012. Not mine. Mine ends at the end of this year. Mine ends on December 31st. So, I don't know. Should we go crazy then? Shit! Fuck! Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be the same thing as 2000. People are going to get riled up. Planes are going to be falling out of the sky. Elevators are going to drop 2,500 stories and kill. And, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to fucking do it. They're going to party. That's all they're going to do.
The only people that they have out there hyping that are the guys that wrote the books. On the history, you watch the History Channel, and the guy, the world's going to end in 2012. Now at the bottom, it's like, author of Doomsday 2012.
Yeah.
And, of course he's going to tell you the world's going to end because he wrote a book.
He wants you to buy his book.
Buy the book.
Yeah.
Before everybody goes crazy and burns everything.
Or realizes they're not going to go crazy and burn everything. But this happens every damn year. It's just this particular one. You know what happened? Oh my God, the Aztec calendar. First of all, by the way, there is more than one Aztec calendar. There's loads of Aztec calendars, and only one of them ends on 2012. There's another one that ends on 2036, I think, and another one. All it means is that the guy who was making the calendar fucking died.
Or
got tired of it. It's like, we're not going to be around in 2012. Nobody we know is going to be around. Why am I still doing it? I'm going into basket weaving.
Yeah.
I'm going into basket weaving. I'm going to start doing that. Use llama sales. Yeah, I'm going to sell Christmas trees. Something. That's all that happened.
Well, they didn't have Christmas. They were probably Quetzalcoatl.
They did. Christmas is eternal. There has always been Christmas. Don't smash my hopes.
Good. Oh, that's right. I got to go buy a Festivus.
Festivus for the Festivus.
What are atheists?
I don't know. We put up a bat. A bat with Joe Pesci on it. I don't know. Dear Toast. Uh-oh. Dear Toast. As you are well aware, being the holiday bunny, Thanksgiving has passed just recently. I know it's a bit late, but there are people who have a similar tradition for Christmas. So I was wondering, could you share with us your favorite recipes for preparing bird? I know that Two has shared some of his recipes with us in the past, so I thought it was only fair to ask you if you have some to share. Carnivorously yours, Reese Tora. Don't answer. Don't do it. Don't you answer. Don't do it. Don't you do it.
Well,
where's the camera? I don't see you. Where are you? There you are.
I'm right here. Okay. You want to make the perfect bird. First, you got to start off by marinating. I recommend marinade with Jack.
Okay, that's not so bad so far. I can deal with this at this point.
All right, the next thing that you're going to do is you're actually going to bend him over, and you're going to proceed to stuff loaves of bread up his
Now, hang on. I'm having a problem with it now.
Shut up. This is my recipe. Martha Stewart, you ain't. All right, so after you've done that, you're going to throw the jalapeno peppers and the onions and all that. You're going to throw them in the oven for about 4 hours at 350 degrees.
No!
Roast that bitch!
No!
And once you're done, you're going to let him sit out. You're going to let all the other birds see him, all the other predators. Because if you're cooking a bird, they eat everything. They eat everybody. It's time for them to learn where their place is. And, that, for me. Also, some mint. I love you.
No! No! This is wrong. We're not reading no more of your letters.
Well, you gotta get them sauced, baked, and stuffed. That's what you go for right there.
Definition of a gay lifestyle,
soft,
right there.
Soft
next letter is from Saithwer. Hey there, too, Jibba, and yeah, Toast! Yes, I get the Haywood Bank reference. Been watching your show for a while, and I'm loving it, but I do have a question. Is there any chance of you coming back to a UkFurCon soon, like Confuzzle? I've heard about the time you were over for RBW a few years ago, but it wasn't even in the fandom then. I've only seen you live at once at EF15. You gave me a hug that year while I was in suit. I was the red and purple dragon with the wings. Keep the show awesome and try not to kill Jibba with the gore news. Yours, Saver. There's a possibility I would like to go back to the UK. I've heard a lot about Confuzzled. I know Uncle Kage, my compatriot and fellow cohort.
I would love to.
I've
only ever been to Canada.
I would. Yeah. If they invite me over there to do a show, then I would love to go. That would be awesome. And until then, I will be at EF. You can see me at EF again. So, but I actually miss England. I was there for several years in a row, and I miss it. I miss England. You want to go to a really cool place, go to London, get off on the embankment stop on the underground, and walk about, I think it's about a block and a half north, and there's this little place, hole in the wall, called Gordon's Wine Bar. It's the oldest continuously operating wine bar in the world. And it's awesome, man. Go there. It's a great place. Check that out. Let's see here.
The only family I've ever had that has been to Europe is my grandfather. Well, they didn't really like the fact that they kept shooting at him.
Dear Mr. Griffin, next one's from Zines. This letter is from the International Association of Predatory Anthropomorphic Animals, the IAPAA, to notify you that you have no more than 21 days to consume one Mr. Toast Rabbit. To comply with the IAPAA standards of predation, our records show that you have been hunting this rabbit for far beyond the allowed time. Have a lovely hunt, your regional IAPAA representative, Deans. You know, I was expecting this letter to come up. I was hoping it would last longer, but yeah, I'm busted. They're gonna have to take my license if I'm gonna have to eat you, Toast. I'm sorry.
You're too slow and fat.
No.
Not compared to me.
Not compared to you. No, see, you won't even see it coming. I will just whiz down, and you will be gone. And don't worry, it will be relatively painless. So, yeah, I got to eat you. I'm afraid.
Light scented buffalo.
I'm afraid I have to eat him. I got to eat him. See, next one is from Stephanie the Skunk. Dear Two, Jibba, and Toast, you guys are awesome. We know. I've seen all your shows and listened to all your rants. So many thanks for the fun times you've given to this skunk here. My first question is this: for those without PayPal or a lot of cash, is there a way to send you at the 2 Cent Show a gift, like a P.O. box or something? My other question is, what are your favorite colors? Thanks in advance, your little stinker, Stephanie the Skunk. We don't often ask for, I mean, if you want to send donations to the studio, we use them for the studio, for this nice, wonderful setup with the cameras, lights, stuff, mics. PayPal is the only way we have to do that, but I think actually that you can use credit cards for PayPal. You can actually you can use a normal credit card. Yeah.
Well, you can sign up for it. It doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost anything to sign up for PayPal. So,
I mean, unless you pissed off PayPal, you got some religious
thing against them, which some people do.
I can understand. I've never been burned by PayPal, but...
Well, we will see. That's really... You can use a credit card on PayPal if you want to, but, you know, honestly, if you're going to send... And this is my recommendation. If you're going to send money to the studio... Then I think you should get something back for it. And this is in the works. We're planning it for the future. There's going to be a thing we're going to have where people who donate regularly to the studio are going to get a few little extra special things. And we're going to talk about that coming up next season. But for now, you ought to get something back for it. So the best thing for you to do is to go to Rabbit Valley and buy one of my DVDs. And that way, at least you get something to watch. Right. You know, instead of nothing, you get something. So, I don't know.
It's an investment.
It is an investment, yeah.
You know, you send the money. And...
Well, you know what?
We should have pledge drive.
We could do a telethon. We could do a telethon. Get people in here juggling and being old and farting on cue. We could have all kinds of talent.
Toast.
Quote unquote talent.
Toast could drink from the fire hose?
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. And the fire hose would be my dick. That would be hilarious. Anyway, speaking of Toast, which he's not going to be happy with me now. We got our Bunny Holidays coming up here. What do we have coming up for this next week as far as the holidays are concerned, Bunhead?
You know, before I swap over to the camera of me, of awesome, pull up, show me that you're celebrating today, which is National Cookie Day.
We are.
Cookies. All right, let's see your gloom cookies.
These are gloom cookies.
These are cookies that they sell in L.A. They don't have happy faces. They don't have a nice day. They have a fucking terrible day of cookies.
Yeah, right, Hanji over at 7-Eleven.
Vanilla Cranky Cookie Sugar Cookie.
Yep. Watch
and
this.
If you go to crankycookies.com.
Here, zoom in. Go to my camera, Bon. Go to my camera. Because I'm going to eat this cookie. Wait,
you're supposed still got, to unwrap it.
It's still got plastic on it. Jesus.
Wow. Whoa. Just.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I'm not worried about this bird hunting me. He can't even unwrap a damn cookie. You fail at the internet.
Good. I like it.
My holiday.
I don't get a close up. I've got a close up the whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Nigra Claus.
Do your holidays. We're running out of time, damn it.
All right. Hey, guys. It's holiday time, and I'm going to dedicate this week to, actually. He's got his performance coming up on the 8th. So, hey, if you know you want to help celebrate the week, go out, start posting posters and shit, you know, about his website, everything else. You can download it from my FA, which is Toast Rabbit. I'll post it up tomorrow at noon. I'm going to start a street team. All right. Today was National Cookie Day. That was a weird noise. All right. Tomorrow is going to be International Ninja Day. Hey, you know what? pirates get their day. Talk like a pirate day. Fuck like a pirate. Hook your mom in the nose. What do ninjas do?
There's five of them behind you right now.
Hey, everybody needs a ninja. I love you, Matt. All right. The sixth is going to be Death by Cuddles Day. You got a significant other. What are you going to do? You're going to cuddle him. Today's your day to cuddle him to death. Seriously, like Gore News style. Come on, I want to see it. The seventh, write into 2 cents because it's going to be letter writing day. Write in, give us a bunch of letters. Maybe my segment will get overrun. Maybe I'll go over there and beat the shit out of that bird. I swear to God, you're going in the oven. All right, the eighth, corresponding with Bird's performance over at the Improv, it's going to be Take It in the Ear Day.
Oh, awesome. I'll take it in the ear.
You bet you will. Okay.
I am dead.
Okay, the ninth is going to be Day of the Horse. I don't want to know how you're going to celebrate this day, but...
You
know,
I do!
You old pervert.
Just say Mr. Hands.
Watch Mr. Ed all day.
No, Mr. Hands.
No. No! It's also Anti-Corruption Day, and because I'm absolutely just disorganized as all can, you know, as far as I can be, I didn't come up with a day for the 10th, so it's going to be National Beat the Shit Out of To the Ranting Griffin Day.
No!
Help me tenderize the bird so I can stuff him in the oven. Christmas is coming. It's coming.
Don't look at me.
It's coming for him.
Stop it.
All right, that's your holidays. Enjoy.
Thank you very much for those holidays, Bonnie. I've still got crumbs on the table.
You demolished that cookie.
I demolished the cookie, I'm going to demolish yours. I'm going to do it.
My cookie.
Well, we only got a few minutes left, so we do have time for our final little segment here, which is the top 10. This time, we're doing the top 10 most terrible book covers. These are all... Now, I swear I didn't make any of these up. These are all real, from real books. And what we got for number 10 here? I love the pose of...
they used it twice.
Mr. Director, don't rape me.
Is Trixie Velvet, is that like the slut version of Nancy Drew?
I guess like so. So we got for 9. Okay, that's worthy of a refrigerator. Holy crap. Not the best thing in the world. A lesson my cat taught me.
Let me help you with your book.
A lesson my cat taught me. Well, it wasn't how to draw, was it? So, you know, now we know. By Nabby... I can't even read that.
Illustrated by Nancy Legree.
Nancy Legree of... Yeah, a whole 4 years old there. Who knows? We got for number 8 now. Oh, God. Okay, now, does that look like a goddamn, like...
That looks like a Photoshop Friday thing from something awful. It's like, yeah. That, I don't know.
That looks like a Second Life avatar. Or a looks like somebody just like photo captured some kind of creepy ass video game. And the skull.
There's just some people that should not be allowed to pirate Photoshop.
There's some people who shouldn't be allowed to draw.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell that was.
Thank you.
It gets a frowny cookie. What do we have for number 7 up there? Need I say more? Cooking with poo. It probably frightens me how many people out there just got real excited about cooking with poo. I wonder if those are little poo chunks in there. Probably. Oh my God. All right, where are we on? 6?
No.
Oh, wow! The penetrator. Double penetrator! Yay! There's so much wrong with this.
They're so excited.
This is like the 70s. The penetrator has his own prescription to what? To, I can't read that.
Fight corruption.
To fight corruption.
Death.
Tokyo Purple Northwest Cunt. Oh my God. That is so fucking 70s. He's got the pedo stash.
You
look at him.
The love child of Tom Selleck and Mel Gibson.
He does, and he's got the pedo stash on too.
Ah!
Oh my God.
So he's like, ah, I tell you.
Kill everybody in the 70s way. You will all be 70s dead.
Just the mustache is enough.
The mustache could kill people alone. It could. So what we got for number 5?
What?
Eat the document, bitch. I think you need to stop eating entirely. The nipples, why? With the nipples, why? Why did they have to? They had to know. They had to know that the nips were hanging out. What, is it cold in there? What? Eat the document, bitch. Eat a bra or something.
What is that even? I don't even understand what that means. Like, you know,
I don't know.
At least with the penetrator, you know.
You at least know what you're getting into.
Eat the document.
Eat the document with nipples. Eat the nipples. Yeah, eat the... Because you're not even looking at the title. You're looking at...
The nipples.
The Madonna things. Oh, God.
What document
did you eat, and was it cold? Apparently, it was. We got number 4, we got... Oh, God. Let's play some blatant fucking pocket pool here. Let's just...
That's the moment of truth.
I'm going to jerk you off in a park, honey, and nobody will know. How about, yeah.
Actually, you know, it looks like he's angry, and, you know, he's moping, and she's just like, all right, fine, honey, you know, here's the car keys.
I'm angry that you're jerking me off in public.
I'm going to put the car keys in your pocket, and
oh my God.
I'm going to go watch a movie, and, you know, and he's going to salt.
No, he's getting jerked off.
Honestly, it looks like he's pissed off. She just, like, ripped a hole in his nutsack or something.
Maybe, man, that could be it.
I think she's just leaving something in his pocket.
Where are we at? 3?
3 is next.
3.
What?
Okay. The sewer, gas, and electric. And on the cover, they have a shark and some pillars and a polka-dotted submarine.
That's got to be...
What?
That's got to be a college textbook.
I don't know what the hell that is. It's
the Public Works Trilogy.
It's like, hey, I got this new idea. Let's do something completely and totally that has nothing to do with the book on the cover. Let's try that out. It's a new idea.
It looks like a college textbook. It looks like somebody needed to submit the artwork for the cover.
And quickly.
They
needed it quick.
Now.
We need it in 5 hours. Okay.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Like a 5-minute Google search submarine and... Sharp.
Because. What do we got for number 2? Ah!
Oh my God.
There's an explosion in space, but also baby head. You know that kid's head is getting bigger and bigger all the time.
he's taking over a nebula.
Yeah, he's like taking over a nebula now. It's like the creation of the universe. But baby face. Why? I don't.
Is that the Briar?
I have no idea.
What is it with space baby?
That is a space baby right there. Let's see what we got for her. And finally, ladies and gentlemen,
number one.
Zombie raccoons and killer bunny. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Jibba are gonna stay away from me from now the fuck on. Okay, I don't want nothing more to do with you motherfuckers.
Come play with us, bird.
Fuck you. That's crazy.
I don't know. That's something like... Look, it's even got the little anthropomorphic ones in the background.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
shit.
There's a little raccoon and bunny.
Yeah, I never noticed that shit. But yeah, it does. That's like walking fucking shit. Dude, that's... Okay. That's crazy, and y'all can't do that anymore.
Now, I've seen the zombie raccoons. I've seen, raccoons that would not die.
That's cool, but we actually have to take off. We got to leave. We got to take off for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank everybody for, thank you all for watching. And for Tugrick for hosting the site. And wish you buddy for moderating. And thank all of you guys out there for everything. We will be taking a break next week. There will be no show, but we will join you the week after. And until then,
this is
I'm going to eat your cookie.
No!